Thank you, Mr. President. Armenia would like to refute allegations of Azerbaijan on the purported use of mines against Azerbaijan. What we are witnessing today is an attempt by Azerbaijan to abuse this distinguished forum for political manipulations and put the blame of the consequences of its own aggressive and destructive actions in the region on the others. We would like to remind that International Court of Justice has twice unanimously rejected the request by Azerbaijan to order Armenia to enable demining and cease planting landmines on the grounds that Azerbaijan has not placed before the court evidence that Armenia's alleged conduct with respect to landmines violated the rights of Azerbaijani people under international law. As you know, Armenia is situated in a region where unresolved conflicts and persistent outbreaks of violence still pose a real and serious threat to regional peace, stability, and security, which, among other things, negatively affect the daily lives of ordinary people. Landmines and unexploded ordnance across the region continue to be a serious obstacle to the development of the region. Therefore, the issue of landmines and explosive remnants of war has always been a priority for the Armenian government and an area of cooperation with our international partners, including the UN and the OSCE. We supported all international arms control mechanisms and frameworks in this regard and even welcomed the idea of joining the Ottawa Convention simultaneously with Azerbaijan, which could be an additional confidence-building measure in the region. We recall that the OSCE as an organization responsible for promoting security and cooperation, including through protection of human rights, in the past contributed to humanitarian demining activities in Armenia through its office in Yerevan. However, for almost 30 years, Azerbaijan has consistently obstructed any humanitarian demining activity in Nagorno-Karabakh, labeling it as illegal. It went even further by blocking the renewal of the mandate of the office in OSCE office in Yerevan on the basis of unfounded allegations of the latter's involvement in demining activities in Nagorno-Karabakh. The fact that landmines and other explosive ordnance posed a serious and indiscriminate threat to the life, security, and livelihood of the people of Nagorno-Karabakh was not considered as a humanitarian issue by Azerbaijan. It should also be noted that the territories of Nagorno-Karabakh have been heavily contaminated by Azerbaijan with mines and other explosives since the first Nagorno-Karabakh war. Moreover, throughout the subsequent years, Azerbaijan has continued mine laying activities as an integral part of its defense strategy. This has been acknowledged by Azerbaijan itself in its official communications. The Armenians of Nagorno-Karabakh have been suffering for years from the minefields planted by Azerbaijan. According to the 2019 report of the ICRC, its mission in Nagorno-Karabakh has registered that in one decade alone there were at least 747 cases of landmine victims registered, of whom 59% were civilians. By the UNDP estimates, hundreds were killed and hundreds more injured in mine explosions in Nagorno-Karabakh. The Hello Trust, which has been engaged in demining in Nagorno-Karabakh for years, estimated that, and I quote, there have been more landmine accidents per capita in Nagorno-Karabakh than anywhere in the world, end of quote. Those anti-personal landmines were planted by Azerbaijan against the people of Nagorno-Karabakh. President, by putting forward the groundless allegations on the purported use of landmines by Armenia, Azerbaijan aims at shifting the attention of its aggressive militaristic policy and gross violations of the international humanitarian law. Most recently, this policy materialized in 10 months long inhuman blockade and then the ethnic cleansing of Armenians of Nagorno-Karabakh. This platform should not be exploited for disseminating groundless propaganda on landmines, especially by a state with such a dire human rights record that itself has for years rejected to become the member of the Ottawa Convention. Thank you.